Day 9, Holy Spirit. Welcome to Day 9. Today we will be focusing on a major key element that every believer must understand to reach their full potential in their relationship with God. Jesus makes a very important statement that I think is key for us to understand. I'm going to use the Amplified Bible version for this passage reading in John chapter 16, verse 7. Amplified, which says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him the Holy Spirit to you to be in close fellowship with you." Could you imagine walking around with Jesus for about 3 years and then he tells you, "I'm going to be leaving soon"? I could imagine how his disciples felt at that moment. I bet their hearts dropped. After he makes that statement, he then proceeds to tell you that he should go so that the Holy Spirit would come. I don't know about you, but I would have had a million questions for Jesus. I'm sure you have a few questions as well. So we will look at a few different questions and pieces of scripture that will develop a foundational understanding of the Holy Spirit. Reflect. Jesus told his disciples it was actually better for them if he left so the Holy Spirit could come. Why do you think having the Spirit living inside you is greater than having Jesus physically beside you? John chapter 16, verse 7. Write in the workbook. Two questions every believer must answer. Before walking with the Spirit daily, we must know who He is and what He does in us at salvation. Question 1. Who is the Holy Spirit? The foundational truth. The Holy Spirit is God. Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Then Peter said, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God." This verse points out that the Holy Spirit is not just some spiritual entity, but is God Himself. It affirms that if they lied to the Holy Spirit, then they lied to God, which, if you tie the text together, shows that the Holy Spirit is God. Next, we see a very simple but clear example of this idea in John chapter 4, verse 24. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. Question 2. What role does the Holy Spirit play in our salvation? The Spirit's role. The Spirit draws and helps us to recognize sin. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned." 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. "Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake." The Holy Spirit plays a significant part in our salvation process. We see in John chapter 16, verse 8, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, that the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin, which leads us to know that we need a Savior, Jesus Christ. Take a moment to reflect on when you accepted Jesus. For most people, someone told them they needed Jesus, but something inwardly convicted them and stirred them to accept Jesus. That, my friend, I strongly believe, was the work of the Holy Spirit within you. 3. The Spirit's role. The Spirit is a part of our new birth. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." Titus chapter 3, verse 5. "He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." 4. The Spirit's role. The Holy Spirit is evidence of our salvation. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. This is how we know that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us of His Spirit. Reflect. What role does the Holy Spirit play in salvation? John chapter 16, verse 8, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Write in the workbook, how do I know if I have the Holy Spirit? Your body is the temple for the Holy Spirit, meaning God wants to rest His Spirit within man. The only way to have the Spirit dwell within the human being is to be born again, which means you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Remember, it was God who created you. You are His creation, and He designed humans in His image. As image bearers, He wants us to experience the fullest expression of Himself by placing the power of His Spirit within us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Next, it's important to recognize that there is a process of maturing in the Lord and recognizing the Spirit's leading. It is natural to question whether you have the Holy Spirit. We have to practice the skill of listening, which includes reflecting and slowing down to listen. But then, by faith, actively live out the Spirit's guidance and direction within our lives, which in turn builds our confidence in His leading. Here are a few practical ways to identify when the Holy Spirit is present in your life. This isn't an exhaustive list. When you desire and want to obey God's way. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. The one who keeps God's commands lives in Him and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us. When we see the manifestation of the Spirit in our lives. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. New Living Translation. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. When you sense His presence, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 19, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. When His words and thoughts start forming how we understand life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Important note, the Bible does tell us we can suffocate the Spirit's leading and voice in our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. So we have to be cautious about how we live. There will be some things that supernaturally happen quicker than others within our maturing process. But remember, if you seek God with your whole heart, He will be found. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And understanding the Spirit's guidance will come naturally as you pursue God. The key is not just listening, it's stepping out in faith and putting His guidance into practice, which will produce confidence in us to hear His voice. Reflect. Day 9 lists 4 marks of the Holy Spirit at work. Obedience, the fruit of the Spirit, His presence, and His thoughts shaping yours. Which do you see most in yourself and which is harder to see? 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Write in the workbook. Daily life. What role does the Holy Spirit play in our daily lives? This is not an exhaustive list. 1. The Spirit convicts us of our sin. John chapter 16, verse 8. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. 2. The Spirit gives us spiritual gifts for the works of the ministry and to edify the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. 3. The Spirit empowers the believer. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. 4. The Spirit intercedes for the believer in prayer. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. 5. The Spirit produces good works within the believer. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. 6. The Spirit teaches us his way. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Reflect. How have you seen the Holy Spirit leading, teaching, or changing you since you accepted Jesus? John chapter 14, verse 26, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Write in the workbook. Verse of the day. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John chapter 14, verse 26.